Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, March the 21st, 2017. I have 6:01 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. We do have a motion, on the agenda to go into exec session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205. And I would like to receive a motion on that if someone would like to do that.
I don't have it in front of me.
You want it?
Sure. I move that we go into exec session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205, 1 A, D, and E to discuss, is that what we're doing? Character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property and to discuss the sale of real property. And that meeting will be held in the basement of the community center.
Excellent. Okay, so I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Geddes seconds. All those in favor, let's do this by name. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous for all that are here. So we will excuse those that do not need to be here. So Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, Council, we are back in regular session, having just exited exec session. And when I take a look at the agenda for the rest of the evening, I do want to spend a couple of minutes talking about some of these things. I don't think we need to talk about number 8, number 9. Number 10 is pretty self-explanatory. Lone Peak Public Safety agreed to the motion that Cedar Hills and Alpine made to rotate, if they wanted to, people that sit on the Lone Peak Public Safety Board. So now that means that I can approve Mr. Geddes to the Lone Peak Public Safety Board. And you guys need to ratify that. Charles, is not here to talk about the budget, so we cannot do that. So the items we can talk about is the baseball field at Heislitz Hollow. I'm not sure that's a big deal. The only thing that I said to Chandler is go speak to the baseball leagues that actually use the field and make sure they don't have a problem with reconditioning it. Were you able to talk
it's Lone Peak Youth Baseball.
Babe Ruth League or
last name. But they've actually donated money to other cities in order to repurpose the fields. They like them.
So they don't have a problem.
They don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
And we got some costs from Highland as well. They've done it and they're actually intending on doing it on all of their fields.
So none of them have a problem.
Nobody's had a problem with it.
Then I'm okay moving from this issue to number 14.
Just real quick on that one, would you guys mind? There's some people that are going to be here to discuss that. Would you mind? I mean, not right now, but
just ask somebody to make a motion to move it up.
Okay. Does it? Okay.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
And then on number 14, which is discussion on American Fork Canyon Water. Right now, this is my top priority, and so. So I've been communicating with the residents. Jenny's going to take over communications from now. And she put out on Facebook today what Chandler and staff are already doing. So we're testing soil. We're testing water. We did the test today. Is that correct?
We took the samples today.
We took the samples today. They're being sent to Chemtech.
Chemtech Fort.
Tomorrow. It's going to take 30 days and 45 days. And so that... We won't know anything until then, but that's already been communicated to the residents. We're going to go back after the pressurized irrigation zone has been energized and test again to see. And so on the soil, we're going fairly shallow rather than deep. I think that makes sense. And with water, we're testing in the area where a resident had said he was concerned. So we're testing in areas which we think are appropriate, and then we're going to tell the residents exactly what we find out when we find it out. Does anybody have any questions on that?
I didn't see him in my backyard today, Chandler.
You didn't see him?
No.
So I know there's been a lot of talk about this on a certain Facebook page, and as I mentioned, I think to you guys, and there is a serious argument going back and forth between the leader of that Facebook page and scientists for DEQ and the state, and they're far apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Very far
apart. So make your own observations on that in terms of what's reality.
And just as a note, DEQ has asked to we send all of our test results to them as well for that, so they can
incorporate
it.
So we'll send it to them, we'll send it to DEQ, and we'll make it public. And so some allegations were made about the city being not very responsive on grandma requests. We don't think that's accurate. And so in the past, we've always had a precedent when someone speaks incorrectly or misleads publicly, then we're going to correct that. So we are going to correct that publicly in a very nice way, not in a confrontational way, but in a nice way. And because I think our staff does a good job in terms of responding towards grammar requests, and they should be supported. Any questions on that? Okay, I'm going to give you guys 19 minutes. So I need a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn work session.
Okay. Do I even need a motion? I usually just say we're adjourning. I'm not sure we do.
So a motion to adjourn is self-executing?
Yes.
Upon the motion, it's approved.
Okay. So we're going to take a break until 7 o'clock, and we'll see you back then.